So here are some reasons you might need something more than just PayPal. One is if you want to sell something, let's say a digital product like an ebook or an audio file or a video file, something you can deliver by download, and you want to sell that in a secure way so that each person who buys it gets a download link and they get to click on it and download the thing, and you don't have to have a page on your website that has that download on it. Having a page on your website with a link to the download, which you can use as a thank you page for your transaction, is a perfectly reasonable way to sell a downloaded product. But once you start selling a lot of them or getting popular or getting a lot of interest, it has happened to people that I know that someone finds this download page, because it's just a page on your website, and basically passes it around to all their friends and says, hey, you don't have to buy this. Here's the secret page where this person is hosting their download. And then people can kind of steal from you, and that's not cool. So, you know, with any system, there are people who are trying to game it, trying to, you know, break through and find the secret backdoor passageway and so on. And, you know, that's kind of a cost of doing business. And if you're not worried about that yet, and you have ways of, you know, keeping the page secret, or you change the page every now and then, that may do just fine. But if this ever happens to you and you go, oh, wow, I need to have secure download links, or if you just want to kind of prepare for that, a shopping cart is a way to do that, because the shopping cart service itself will send an email to your buyers, and you can configure it, and it can include a download link, and you can set terms on that download link, like it expires after a certain amount of time, or it expires after 5 clicks. So, you know, even if they were to buy it and then, like, forward that email to their friends, there's a limited amount of damage that that could do. There's a limited amount of free copies that would get out there. So that's one situation. If you want to sell downloaded products and have it be handled in a slightly more secure way than having a page on your website, that's a good use for a shopping cart. Another reason you might want a shopping cart is if you want to start an affiliate program. And by affiliate program, I mean if you want people who love your stuff and who already rave about it to their friends to be able to promote your stuff and with their own link, and then you give them a percentage of the referred sales that they send you, that's an affiliate program. So, you know, if I have my stuff on my blog and I have an affiliate program, anybody can sign up for it. If you go put your affiliate links on your blog, and then someone goes to your blog and buys a Wendy Cholby product or service, then you get a percentage of that. And my shopping cart, which is eJunkie, keeps track of where all the sales come from and what affiliate links they come from. And so it has all that information tracked automatically, so that at the end of the month, I can just log into eJunkie and say, all right, who referred sales to me? You know, what percentage do I owe them? It gives me the amounts, and it gives me a file neatly formatted that I then send to PayPal and say, here, please pay these nice people from the money that I made from my products. And it makes it, you know, quite easy to handle. So I can thank people who are willing to rave about my stuff by sending them a percentage. That is the basic way that an affiliate program works. Now, you can have, you know, various kinds of thank you programs where you ask people to tell you know, where did you hear about me, and then you can, you know, thank people and you can send them discounts and coupons, and that can work fine if you're willing to just kind of ask people where they heard of you and have a system in place. If you want to keep track of it automatically and have the payouts be monetary, then a shopping cart is a good way to go. And the third reason that I will mention for wanting to have a shopping cart goes straight into the heart of all of this integration stuff, because it includes the whole mailing list thing. If you want to do cool and kind of complicated things like sign up everybody who buys from you onto a mailing list, you can do that by integrating with your mailing list provider. If you want to do slightly more complicated things like sign people up to a list depending on what they bought, so that you have a follow-up list for each product. So if you have some people who have bought product one from you, they get a certain kind of follow-up from you later on. But other people might have brought a different product, product two, that's totally different from product one, and they wouldn't be interested in the follow-up for product one because, you know, they're interested in something different, and you want to send them different messages. Then you've already got this whole kind of complicated system going where you have different lists for different products. And we'll get into that later. Like, that's like the, you know, the mega Uber ultimate integration thing. But if you want to set up something like that, if that sounds good, like you want to have different follow-up lists for different things that you sell or different, you know, groups of your customers, and you want to integrate that with your purchases so that when they sign up to buy something, they get added to a certain list and not another list, right? Not your main list, let's say. Then having a shopping cart makes that a lot easier because you can do integration with PayPal and a mailing list provider to sign up everyone to one list. That's one kind of operation. And you can also do it with limited numbers of products. But once you get over about 5 products that you have different lists for and you want to sign up different people, then it's time to talk shopping cart stuff because you've got a lot of different parts going, a lot of different products, a lot of different lists, and shopping cart's going to make it easier for you. So that was 3 little bullet points on when you might know you're ready for a shopping cart, kind of going from least complicated to most complicated.